This week, the rock band Imagine Dragons set a pretty impressive record with this song. The name of the song is Radioactive, and if it sounds familiar, there's a pretty good reason. It's been on the Billboard Hot 100, the pop singles chart, for 77 weeks since first appearing way back in mid-2012. This is a record for the longest run of any song on the chart ever. NPR Music's pop critic Ann Powers has been listening to this song alongside some others on the pop charts, and she tells us she's noticed a theme.
Well, other critics have pointed out that Radioactive has the perfect sound to be a long-standing hit. But what I think is important is that it also taps into one of rock's favorite subject areas, and that is religious or spiritual imagery and spirit. It's like an apocalyptic theme, right? It's end times, and that's straight out of Revelation.
And you're saying this is not something new. I mean, this is a favorite of music to turn to Christian themes like this.
Well, rock and roll itself, like soul music, is rooted in gospel and religious music. But for a lot of 21st century bands, they're connected to or are inspired by contemporary Christian music, which if you've been to a big church lately, a non-denominational church, you've probably heard rock music played. And a band like Imagine Dragons, their lead singer, Dan Reynolds, and their guitarist, Wayne Sermon, are both practicing Mormons. And though they call themselves a secular band, you can really hear the influence of their religion. And that appeals to people because it's familiar to a lot of people, those religious or spiritual sentiments.
Well, and as you've been thinking about this, there's another song that you brought to us. We want to cue it up here.
Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
This is Counting Stars by OneRepublic, another huge hit on the charts right now. Why does that fit into the theme we're talking about?
OneRepublic, and especially its leader, Ryan Tedder, have been a presence on the pop charts for quite a while. Ryan Tedder's written tons of songs, you know, including Beyoncé's Halo, for example. But never has Ryan Tedder tapped so directly into the religious music tradition, or specifically in this case, gospel, which you really start to hear in the song's break.
Take that money, watch it burn, sing in the river.
You know, something I feel here, and if you listen to these songs, it seems like for some people who might be religious, they might pick up on some of this and say, wow, there's a gospel feel to that. Wow, there's sort of a Christian message there. For other people, they might just hear this as good music. It really kind of hits different people in the audience differently.
Well, that's the power of pop music in America. It can absorb all of the most important influences in our lives. And certainly for many, many people, spirituality, religion, specifically connected to Christian traditions, are important. It's hardly a new thing, but we always seem to crave it again. And I know for me, as a kid who was raised Catholic, it hits the right buttons.
NPR Music's pop critic Ann Powers, always good to talk to you, Ann.
Great to talk to you, David.
Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.